AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Southern Copper's 9.7% rebound leaves the copper trade strong, but still short of market dynamics confirmation. SCCO recovered sharply to $189.80 and kept its 50-week trend signal active. But routine volume and negative market dynamics keep the weekly read balanced. Research brief. Southern Copper rose 9.7% in the week ended 12 June, outperforming the broader U.S. basic materials group while broadly matching a strong U.S. copper industry move. The stock remains well above its trend line and far above fair value, with relative strength healthy, but market dynamics are still negative, and volume was only in line with recent averages. Key points. 1. SCCO closed at $189.80, up 9.7% for the week and 26.2% over 12 weeks. 2. The trend signal remains active, with 50 active weeks, and price is 11.2% above the $170.70 trend line. 3. Market dynamics remains negative at -0.62, leaving no fresh buy confirmation despite stronger relative strength of 21.10. 4. Volume was 7.6 million shares, near the 13-week average of 7.2 million and the 52-week average of 7.9 million. 5. The stock trades 82.5% above fair value and remains 13.9% below its 52-week high of $220.50. Weekly move restores price momentum after a sharp reversal. Southern Copper rebounded 9.7% to $189.80 in the latest completed week, largely repairing the prior week's 9.6% fall. The move keeps the quarterly profile constructive, with the stock up 26.2% over 12 weeks, 37.1% over 26 weeks, and 112.9% over 52 weeks. The weekly close sits 11.2% above the $170.70 trend line, preserving an active trend signal that has now been in place for 50 weeks. That is strong regime evidence. Although the stock is still 13.9% below its 52-week high of $220.50, and sits at 77.6% of its annual range. So the recovery has not yet fully challenged the prior peak. Copper peers confirm strength, but SCCO is not the only driver. The sector context is favorable. U.S. basic materials rose an average 3.5% on the week, with 53% trend breadth and only 36% positive market dynamics breadth. Against that broader group, Southern Copper ranks in the stronger part of the sector, sitting around the 89th percentile for weekly performance, among 224 U.S. basic materials names. Within U.S. copper, the move was less isolated. The industry averaged a 10.0% weekly gain and 34.1% over 12 weeks, compared with SCCO's 9.7% and 26.2%. Relative strength breadth across the copper group is 100%, but positive market dynamics breadth is just 25%, a split that supports the momentum case while warning that confirmation is uneven beneath the surface. Signal mix stays constructive, but incomplete. ShareMaestro's read remains balanced. Trend is the clear positive. Price is above the weekly regime level, the trend signal is active, and relative strength improved to 21.10, up 22.1% over 4 weeks. The stock's 1 week, 4 week, and 12-week returns are all positive, which keeps the momentum stack aligned. The weaker point is market dynamics, which remains negative at -0.62, and leaves the setup without a fresh buy state. Volume also does not fully validate the rebound. Latest volume of 7.6 million shares was only 1.0x the 13-week average and 1.0x the 52-week average. Signaling participation was adequate, rather than emphatic. Premium pricing raises the burden for follow-through. Southern Copper is trading 82.5% above fair value at a $156.6 billion market value, so the stock is priced with a considerable premium to the model. Premium demand can persist in strong commodity cycles, but it narrows the margin for disappointment if copper momentum cools or if the weekly signal loses support. 13-week volatility is 7.2%, above the 52-week reading of 6.1%, and the past year includes 19 downside weeks against 33 upside weeks. Average gains of 5.4% have exceeded average losses of 4.9%. But the recent sequence of large weekly swings shows that the trade is carrying higher short-term movement risk. What to watch next? The $170.70 trend line remains the main weekly regime level. Holding above it would keep the constructive structure intact, while a move back toward that level would test whether the 50-week signal still has support after the recent whipsaw. The next confirmation point is market dynamics. A shift out of negative territory would improve the quality of the setup, especially if paired with volume above 1.5 times average. Without that, SCCO can remain strong on price and relative strength, but the evidence will stay mixed rather than fully confirmed. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.